89.7 WTMD. Good morning. I'm Alex Courtright. I'm joined in studio now here by John Seligman, who teaches at Towson University and McDaniel College. He is a percussionist. John, welcome.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about mobile unit production of Twelfth Night, taking Shakespeare, this brilliant and funny performance of Shakespeare, into the community. Tell us a little bit about what Mobile Unit is doing.
Well, Mobile Unit, this is the second year of Mobile Unit at Baltimore Center Stage, and it's a project. It's headed by Daniel Bryant. He's the director, and he's also directs community programming at Baltimore Center Stage. So the vision of this, the theater, is that we go out to communities that perhaps are underserved in terms of the arts, and we bring arts to them. We bring theater to them. So that's the underlying concept of what we're doing.
And this weekend and in the coming days, you're going to places like Boys and Girls Clubs, a city jail, is that right?
We're going to actually the jail down in Jessup, both the men's and the women's side.
The correctional facilities
mm-hmm.
there, right.
Right.
Again, talking about communities that are largely underserviced with things like performances and this kind of thing.
Yeah, so this production of Twelfth Night really focuses on the comedic aspect and the love aspect of what's going on, the passion that's described in the play. And it's really, you know, we've done three performances now on the road, that is on our tour of the city. And it's already, I can see how the play is developing or how the actors are playing it into going into a really, the comedy is great. I mean, I think your listeners would really enjoy it. It's a small cast. You, as an audience member, are right there in the show. You're right on it. And there's no amplification. There's no pre-recorded anything. It's all produced as you see it and by us.
Right. No fourth wall. No proscenium arch. You're right. You're literally in the action.
No curtain. You see the actors go off. You see them change their costumes because the actors are playing multiple roles. So you see them changing often in the wing there. It's another look at theater. It's a different look at theater.
There are musicians. I mean, there's a lot of music in Shakespeare. There's a lot of music in this play in particular. In fact, I think it opens with music.
If music be the food of love, play on.
Exactly.
That's the first line.
Exactly. That's
yeah.
the very first line. You are a percussionist. You're a drummer, and this is a part and parcel of what you teach. What do you bring to the performance?
I should point out that the actors are also singing and playing some percussion instruments in the show. They're also doing some dance numbers. We have one of the actors, David Darrow, plays guitar as well. So he and I play a few songs. He set some of the poetry to music, and we do some of that. So we keep it moving in terms of the music. And then, of course, I'm providing sound effects during different scene changes, incidental music under a scene, that kind of thing. But it's all percussion. The score is basically a percussion score. So I'm playing a combination of instruments. I play drums from the Near East. I play an instrument called cajon, which is basically a box that I sit on and that I play that substitutes basically for a drum set. And then I have some cymbals and bells and chimes. And of course, you know, the duck call and the siren and the whistle, slide whistle and that kind of stuff.
Right,
so there's a lot of comedy in it, and
yeah.
there's a lot of kind of places for shtick, essentially, for me to add in, you know, emphasize what they're doing.
Today in studio with percussionist John Seligman, who teaches at Towson University, about a very cool mobile unit production of Twelfth Night. This is Center Stage, folks. Now, these particular productions at the jails in Jessup and Boys and Girls Clubs and shelters and so forth, these are not open to the public. However, this will all be coming home to Center Stage later this month.
Yes, March 22nd through 25th, we'll be back at Center Stage to finish the run. And at that point, it is open to the public. We'll be in the third space at Center Stage. You can easily find information for their on their website.
Okay, terrific. So, John, you brought a couple of instruments with you. I thought perhaps you'd give us a little sampling of the sound, the aural effect of this particular production of Twelfth Night.
Sure. Well, this is an instrument called the rick, R-I-Q-Q. It's a tambourine from the Arab world, and it's essentially the primary accompaniment drum to classical Arabic music. So I'll give you a little sample. I'll start out with a rhythm, very typical rhythm. Many of your listeners who have done or enjoyed Oriental dance would probably know this rhythm. It's called baladi. It's an Egyptian very, very typical Egyptian rhythm. So I'll start with that, and I'll play a little bit on the tambourine, give you some idea of how this instrument sounds.
It's such a seemingly simple thing, but it's so provocative. That little rhythm that you created, John, really transports you.
Yeah, well, the tambourine, the rick, I've played the drum set for all of my life, essentially. When I was first getting into this, the thing that attracted me about this instrument is, if for those of you, you can't see it, but it's about 9 inches in diameter. It's a tambourine, but the cymbals on it are large. And I actually play on the cymbals with my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's a drum set. And as a drummer, as a kit drummer, this was very attractive to me that I could find something that was only this large, or this small, I guess, put it in one bag, pack it up, and basically have a drum set with me.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's attractive to a drummer.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Put it in your backpack and you're rocking.
You can play. You can play a gig. Play.
Exactly. John Seligman of Towson University and McDaniel College, part of the mobile unit production of Twelfth Night, happening right now, where you can enjoy it at Center Stage proper a little later this month, March 22nd through the 25th. All the details on Center Stage's website. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.